Hi everyone, welcome to my first night talk episode. I'm currently laying in bed and I thought it would be nice to get the microphone out and just spit some of my truth, I guess. I just want to be honest with someone, maybe even myself, I guess, and that is why I am using the microphone instead of just messaging my friends. I find it quite hard to be honest with yourself, with what you want and what you don't want, especially when it comes to a career, because everybody has such an opinion of what you should be doing, like your friends, your family. Like, you're not sure because, like, always your family is talking about how you should think long-term about your future, where you're going. But your friends are always thinking about, like, traveling or getting a cool job or just meeting a lot of new people. So you're kind of stuck in the middle of everyone else wants from you. What do you truly want? That is the real question. What do I truly want? That is something I've been trying to figure out for so long. I've been trying to pluck out all the other voices around me and put the volume up on the voice inside my head. But it's truly something that you're never sure about. You're never sure yet that, like, you truly want something. I don't think. Or at least it's just me. I don't want to generalize this. But anyway, well, a couple of my friends visited me from the UK and they were here for about 10 days. And they left like a few hours ago. And as soon as I dropped the second one of my friends at the airport, because they left with separate flights, I had this overwhelming feeling of confusion, because I was practically living with them for 10 days, feeling like my old self, like the self that I was during the university years, you know, joking around, making stupid jokes, talking about nothing, talking about something. And it feels so strange saying goodbye to them, but also myself, because I am me when I'm with them. So when I say goodbye to them, do I say goodbye to myself as well? It's really confusing, I know. But I couldn't help but cry in the car ride back. And I didn't know why. It wasn't because I felt like I couldn't be without them. I think it's because I was so confused if that self is my true self. And if it is my true self, did I just say goodbye to it? There was this like feeling of an of unexpected events that we had when they were around. We would just literally get in the car and just do whatever. And I feel like I also dropped that when I dropped them off. I don't know. I'm still, I keep trying, I keep thinking that I know what I want. And then I keep figuring out that I actually don't know at all what I want. I really wanted to go to London and study like a few weeks ago. But now I just feel this like overwhelming feeling of, I don't know, like fear, maybe I'll say. Or that I want to go somewhere new, somewhere I've never been before. Like, I would love to go to the US. I don't know, or like live in Italy. But that requires like money. And I don't want to go into this circle of like not knowing what to do again. Because I've put my family and friends enough. Like, my mom has been there for me for so long. And she sees me struggling. And as soon as I figured out that I needed to get a job and thought I had my shit together, everybody seemed calm with me, I guess. There was this like feeling of, okay, like we don't need to take care of her mental state anymore. But maybe it's just me that sees this, and maybe it's not the actual case. Because I'm sure that people around me love me as much as I love them. And they always want to help and be with me so I can be the best version of myself. So yeah, I don't know if I want to move to the UK. I don't want, well, I don't know if I want to stay in Cyprus, which I don't think that is the one option that is not. Don't think this is happening. I never in my life, well, I don't know, never in my life, but like I never, after I moved out of my house in Cyprus for my studies in the UK, I never thought that I will come back and live here permanently, which is why I don't think that option is viable. So it's so freaking hard figuring out the place in the world that you belong and figuring out what you truly love. Anyway, I'm sorry for the rant. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. It was quite chill, and I just said quite a lot of random things that came into my mind. If you are going through anything similar, and if you have any feelings like mine, or if you don't and you want to share something with me, please email me. I would love to talk with you. I would love to read your story if you want. I'm more than happy to interact with someone because I also need a friend who will understand me. So yeah, thank you for listening. I'll see you soon. Bye bye.